Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, there were plenty of celebrities in Muff in County Donegal yesterday for the launch of the new Muff Liquor Distillery in the county, and a fairly eclectic mix of people. I was talking to Ronan Keating, Ryan Tuberty, the Gladiator star Russell Crowe, Jimmy Carr, Ed Sheeran, also investors. They weren't there for the launch yesterday, but they're also involved in the project. And I caught up with Ronan Keating, Ryan Tuberty and Russell Crowe. And I started by asking Russell, what was it about the brand that enticed him?
Well, there's two things. I was amused by the story and I was amused by the company name, you know. But it was actually the product itself that got me involved. It was the product itself that got me on the phone to Ed and Jimmy and to Ron, and also to Ron. Because I just felt that this is one of those little sort of seed companies that can grow something really big out of, you know. You know, if you have a good story, but your product doesn't match the quality of your story, it doesn't go to the same place. It's not the same legs. Like this, you know, it's a fun story. It's a story about family. It's a story about community. But on top of that, the actual product itself, Tatobo's gin, is an excellent product. That's why it keeps winning awards and medals, and everything, because it's excellent. The vodka is now starting to win awards and blind tasting and stuff as well. And we're working on our whiskey to bring that up to a higher level as well. Also working on like a secret whiskey recipe down the track.
Sounds good.
But it's like, you know, a large part of this is backing somebody who has the drive and the ambition and the energy to follow through on their dreams. So we're backing this book.
Your enthusiasm is infectious about this. I know it's your first time in Donegal, but can we look forward to seeing more of you here? You seem to be settling in nicely.
No, yeah, well, you know, you can look forward to seeing me more in all of Ireland. Because, you know, as time's gone by, you know, you sort of get to the point where, you know, as you get older, you pick your favourite places. You
know? And Donegal is one of them?
Well, Ireland is one of them.
Yeah. You have a lot of Irish friends, big Irish connection.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're just starting to find out, deep into the 1800s, there's, you know, Irish blood as well.
Oh.
So it's funny because, you know, my first real Irish connection was my friendship with Richard Harris. The actor, you know, we met on the set of Gladiator. And, you know, Richard's a Limerick man. And it just came to my attention a couple of months ago, a relative pointed out that back in the 1850s or 1860s, a lady called Mary Ann Curtin married into the family. She was living in Cape Town, South Africa at the time, but she'd migrated there from Ireland. And she's from Limerick. So it's this very interesting thing that I had this immediate connection with Mr. Harris, and to find out, you know, if you draw that string down far enough, there might actually be a blood connection. So it's good.
Ronan Keating, you're very welcome to Muff and County Donegal.
Yes, it's nice to be here finally. We've been talking about this for quite a few years now, so it's great to be here finally.
I was looking at your Instagram last night. You did a little bit of a trek trying to get here.
Unfortunately, I was supposed to be in Dublin last night. Russell was playing in the Gaiety with his band, and I was going to join him, and I didn't make it because, well, the flight was cancelled. It's at the airport for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And I just went home. So I flew in this morning into Muff and to Derry. So I'm here. Yeah.
You might explain to people what is your connection with Muff Liquor.
Russell and I had been knocking around the idea for quite a few years to do something like this, and we were looking at lots of different brands. And Russell came across, you know, the brand and Laura and the team and the Bonner family, and he introduced me, and it just, the penny dropped. It just all made sense. It's very authentic. It's a family business. So, yeah, we got involved, brought in Ed, Russell brought in Ed, and Jimmy, and Ryan, and here we are. It's hard to believe it's nearly 3 years later.
Is this a very different type of venture for you in the business portfolio? Obviously, people know you from the boys' own days and your own singing career, solo career, but like, launching into a gin business is a very different market.
Well, it's, I don't know, the gin, the vodka, the whiskey, and the three products that we have in Muff, it's incredible, actually, the quality, especially the gin. I mean, you know, the gold medal winning, award-winning gin, it's phenomenal, and it's very exciting. You know, coming from Ireland, you're kind of known for, you know, if you go out, you're kind of known for being the last one standing in the bar. So, you know, we have a kind of a bit of a history of it. It made sense. But when I was the years in a boy band, obviously we couldn't be promoting alcohol brands when we were kids, selling records to kids. But I'm not spring chicken anymore, so it all kind of makes sense now.
Yeah. Are you always looking for, you know, different adventures and different opportunities now? And I know, obviously, you're still very much a performer, but is that sort of something you've an interest in?
Yeah, of course. You know, business is fun, and, you know, my wife and I have a few different companies that we, you know, we do different things in that are outside of the entertainment industry. But music for me and performance is still, you know, my number one when it comes to what I do for a living.
Yeah. You have taken some time off the radio, the wireless.
Yes.
For
I've decided after 7 years of doing a breakfast in London that I'm going to step down at the end of July, and I've had a great run. I've loved working with Magic and Bauer, and it's time for me now it was hard to do both, to tour and to make records and do all of that while you're doing a radio show, a breakfast show in particular, because the early mornings are hard, and not until you're doing them for a long time do you realise how hard it actually is. So all good, yeah. My son now, Jack, he's just taking the reins. He's doing a bit of with Spin 103.
He is. He's in our building. I saw him the other day.
Yeah, he's actually on air this evening. He's on drive time. It's his first slot.
Great.
One of the presenters is off, so Jack's got his first slot tonight. So I'm wishing him all the best.
Is that something, like, are you keen for the kids to kind of, you know, get involved in the entertainment world? It's a, you know, better than anyone, it's a tough business.
It's very tough, and it's only if they want to do it. I would never push them into it. Support them wholeheartedly, but no, I wouldn't push anybody into it. But it's an amazing game if you know, when it works.
The radio business that you're taking the step back from in the UK, breakfast is incredibly, incredibly difficult and tough hours. It's hard in the body. Yeah. It's a real endurance test.
It is. It is a lot. Getting up every morning, you know, I used to go to bed late and sleep in, and it's the total opposite. I get up at 4:30 every morning and have done for 7 years and midweek, and that's a lot. I'm ready now just to kind of get back to, you know, doing what I used to do before that.
Would you ever look at opportunities at home in media in Ireland, were they to present themselves maybe at a different time slot?
I don't know.
Never rule anything in or out.
Absolutely not.
Ryan Tuberty, you're very welcome to Muff and Donegal.
Andrea, did you ever think you'd say that? Well, it's on the map today, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, this village. And I think that once you get beyond the obvious, you know, the kind of quirkiness of the name of the product, you realise there's a great product in there, and which is, you know, proven.
There is something very quirky about the name.
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's unavoidable. And once you say it, it raises an eyebrow. And then people say, okay, but is it good? And you say, well, try it. And then you try it and go, okay, we've done the jokes. Now let's enjoy the product.
Yeah.
And it's quality stuff.
You were obviously looking for something maybe a little bit different as well, beyond the wireless, as an investment opportunity?
Well,
or
not really. I mean, it was just, I think when Russell Crowe asked you to do something, when he says, I think you should do this, you go, oh, sugar, okay.
So, we're in.
Yeah, you're in. Yeah, so that's it, yeah.
Yeah. You're on a little bit of a summer break at the moment, you were telling me earlier,
I'm on a couple of weeks' holidays. I'm working on Virgin Radio in the UK and on Q102 in Dublin. And
you're enjoying it?
I'm loving it.
Yeah, you can tell us. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
You can. I follow you on Instagram, and you can really tell that it's new lease of life. Is that an overstretch?
Yeah, no, not an overstretch. It's really observantly correct and observant of you, because it's true. It was just a whole new swerve and a new adventure. And I kind of feel unshackled, you know, by expectations. And it's allowed me to see. I've never lived abroad in my life. Can you believe that? Until 6 months ago. And I've acclimatized.
Yeah.
And I'm working with very lovely people. I've always worked with lovely people, I have to say. But it's a very interesting experience. And London is like New York for nerds. You know, there's never you're never bored. You know, there's always a beautiful building to see, or a lovely library to visit, or a museum to explore. Nice, a couple of nice pubs around the place too.
And yeah.
So yeah, and I've got a books podcast that I'm really enjoying doing, and I write a piece for the Mail on Sunday, London Diary, and it's, I'm not flogging these things. I'm just saying to you, these are all the different things, and I'm allowed to do that. I have a lot of freedom.
Good.
Which is lovely.
Like, I know you're a big fan of Galway, and I know you spent a lot of time around Roundstone and Connemara,
that's
but
right.
I suppose Muff and the Inishowen Peninsula, they're not dissimilar. Like, there's a kind of a wildness and a rawness to Donegal.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I love it. And even outside meeting everyone for selfies and coming up to say hello, it reminds me of Connemara. Like, they're very similar in that sense. And, you know, we crossed the border from Derry, and you know, my mother's mother was Mary Coyle from Derry. So we have a Derry girl in our family gene pool.
Right.
We're very proud of.
Yeah.
Tea merchant's family, married Todd Andrews, and on and went from there. But so that's kind of a little local connection. But anytime we did radio shows from this part of the world, Donegal, generally speaking, Fallcarra and beyond, you're right. Yeah. It was like Connemara with a different accent. Beautiful one, but different. The welcome's been lovely.
Yeah, well, listen, it's great to see you.
Nice
great to see you
too.
So happy. Thanks a million
so much,
for joining us at Lunchtime Live.
Time and well done on your show. It's brilliant.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.